Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Did you see Price is Right host Drew Carey? Man, that's a sad story. Wow, I read that story and I know it's not sports, but I just kind of wanted to read it because it's one of those stories that, like, it's a movie-like story is what it is. And
fact is stranger than fiction, man, always.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, man, I saw that story and I was like, wow, I feel terrible for this man because you lose your fiance, and in the manner that he also lost his fiance, which is just terrible. At least that's what it seems like. And we have such a problem with domestic violence in this country, I'm sure in this world, that men just aren't respectful enough of women. It says the production company behind The Price is Right said Monday that it would take a break from taping the hit show after the sudden death of host Drew Carey's ex-fiance. The popular daytime game show has been postponed for this week and may be delayed until March 2nd. Due to the death of Amy Harwick, who was found dead after she fell off a balcony of a Hollywood Hills home, according to Fox News. Harwick, 38, a Los Angeles family therapist, apparently plummeted from a third-floor balcony to her death early Saturday, according to news release from the LAPD. Her ex-boyfriend, 40-year-old Gareth Perhouse, was taken into custody and charged with murder. The pair had recently broken up. An order of protection had been issued at some point, but was expired at the time of the incident, according to the Deadline. Carey remembered her former fiancé in a Twitter post on Monday, said, "I hope you're lucky enough to have someone in your life that loves as much as she did," he wrote. And to think that the order expires, and that's where she finds herself in front of him, and she ends up dying from this incident. It's, why should that stuff ever expire? Not that ultimately it's going to protect you. If somebody wants to harm you, they're going to harm you anyway. But if the protection is there at least, why not keep it? Why is there a time limit to an order like that? I mean, if you're a threat to somebody, that should be there permanently. That should never move. But I saw that story. My heart goes out to Drew Carey, obviously, because, man, nobody wants to live out an experience like that and lose somebody you love at all in any fashion, but especially that one. I mean, and if you're Drew Carey, it's like, I couldn't be there for you also, right? Because that's the other thing that he's got to live with now. Because we would all be thinking the same thing. If somebody gets hurt that we love, we always go back to, man, I wish I was there that moment to help you, to protect you, to shelter you, to make sure nothing happened to you. And obviously, you know, that's, but think about how twisted of a situation it is that court order was expiring, or it had expired, and that's what opened the door for this man to go after this woman. Man, what a terrible story. Saw that and it was just heartbreaking to see something like that happen. Feel bad for Drew Carey.